I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
People are like, ugh, replace that Katie girl.
What else do they say?
They say
that I have an annoying voice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's true.
106.5 The End.
Every once in a while, we'll get emails or messages here on the Wake Up Call of people wanting us to help them out with situations that they're in. And listen, I don't know how much our advice helps.
A lot.
But we are professionals.
But we'll certainly do our best.
Okay.
We received an email from who we'll call Anonymous. So Anonymous reached out to us about her relationship and is running into an issue on how to explain their relationship to parents. On the phone, we have Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Now, we're using voice-changing technology for this.
Yes, that's not her voice.
Right, because of the depth of this conversation that you reached out to us about. Now, listen, you can chime in. You can text in at 73389 if you want to provide some input on this. But just remember, be nice, obviously. Be courteous.
Especially when you hear what's going on. She is being nice enough to come on our show.
Right.
So please at least try to treat her with respect.
Okay. Right.
All right. So Anonymous, take us through the situation that you're in right now.
Okay. This is the first time I'm publicly saying this, but my boyfriend is my stepbrother.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend is your stepbrother. Okay, so like when did your stepbrother become your stepbrother?
Okay, so our parents got married when we were both in our late teens. But I only lived with him part-time for about a year before I moved away to college.
Okay, so how does that feel?
Okay.
So we weren't ever close when we were in the same house when we were siblings. But we did get to know each other better as adults, and we both started having feelings for each other.
Okay, question. When you guys were teens, did you have the hots for each other then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We didn't even really know each other that well because I was a senior in high school, and I was, you know, social, busy, like, looking at colleges. It wasn't...
Okay.
We didn't even know each other well.
Did you guys not celebrate, like, Christmases together?
No, we didn't celebrate Christmases together. He mostly celebrated at his dad's house.
Okay. I mean, but I'm sure you must have had family vacations and you must have had crossover and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
So there was sibling relationship-y stuff going on before you fell in love with each other.
Yes.
Got it.
All right, now tell us why you came to us.
Right.
Okay, so I came to you because we've been dating now for about 3.5 months, and things have gotten pretty serious. And I guess I just want to know what you think about it and how can you help us tell our parents?
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, first of all, because I'm a professionally selfish person, do you think your parents would come on the air for when you tell them?
Yes, we would love to provide a safe space for you.
No way in hell.
Okay, that's probably the right answer.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so they have stayed married this entire time, correct? They didn't break up.
Yeah, that's right. They're still together.
They're still together.
Okay. So, okay, have you guys had sex?
Yeah.
You have. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay, here's what I think you got to do. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
First, you need to make sure that you are very, very serious about this relationship.
I mean, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, do you want to marry him?
I mean, I see myself with him for life, but I don't.
Well,
I
you see
so.
Yourself with him for life
because
he's your
you
brother.
Because you guys are kids together.
but I know what you mean.
We kid. Okay.
I mean, we're getting text messages in. And they're saying a lot of people are saying you should just end this.
I don't think she should end it.
Okay, well then what should they do?
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, first you're going to make sure this is really serious. Then you're going to start like mentioning to your parents, oh, I saw, guess who I've been hanging out with?
Right.
Okay, and they're going to be like, that's so nice, your brother. And then you're going to be like, stepbrother, okay? Okay, and then you're gonna get your parents drunk. Okay. Ugh. And then you're going to tell them, but you're going to only pitch the good things about it. Like, think about it this way. If we get married and have kids, you don't have to share the time for holidays with like the in-laws.
Oh my God.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
On paper. Somebody texted this in and this is a good question. Anonymous, do you think that it would be better if you told one of them and then let that other one tell the other one?
Hmm.
I like that.
Yeah? So, okay. So yeah. out of your parents, which one is your parent?
Well, it would have to be her dad and his mom. Her dad and his mom.
Oh, right. Okay. So her dad. So it's a dad. So it's a guy.
Yeah,
so that makes it a little different.
Oh yeah, because you can't be like, hey dad, you know your stepson. I've been having sex with him.
Right. Yeah. Do you think it would be better is it better to be like, hey mom, you know your actual son. I've been having sex with him. It's me, your daughter.
Oh my God. Okay. Do you have a good relationship with your stepmom?
I do.
Okay.
You do.
Then
okay.
Maybe yeah. you should tell her because women do have a real keen knack at telling men that they love bad news.
That is true.
Right. That just feel easier.
Yeah.
So
and she'll be complimented because you love her son.
Maybe a little too much. I mean, I think that might be the best path forward. If there's a best path forward.
I need you guys to be very serious about this relationship before you tell them.
What? How long until you tell them about this?
I don't know. Probably in another 3 months at least.
Will you come back on the show and tell us how it went?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody set a calendar in their phone right now. You do it because whatever I type, it will just confuse us in 3 months. So somebody has to...
And Wake Up Call listeners, you can keep texting us at 73389 if you have any additional advice. We're going to talk to Anonymous a little more off the air, and anything that you text in will certainly relay to her so that she can make the best decision possible. But we certainly want to have you back on because we need to hear what movie trailers would be calling the shocking conclusion to
their
this.
Their kids would look like both the grandparents.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.